From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A plane crash in Curry County Thursday afternoon. Brookings police got the call from witnesses who saw a plane possibly going down north of the Brookings Airport near Henderson Road. At about 4:45 p.m., the plane was located by air and ground search crews made their way to the plane. There were two people inside the plane. Both were dead. Ground crews were able to remove the subjects from the wreckage and were carried out of the area, both subjects from Del Norte County. The NTSB and FAA notified they're making arrangements to travel to the scene to complete the investigation. At this point, the names of the two subjects are being withheld until the investigation is complete. Well, just over 600, that is the number of residents, who can live in a housing development being proposed in Arcata to help address a student housing crisis. Arcata City Council set the cap at its meeting this week. Council had earlier approved raising the number by 32 residents, but revised its cap back down after hearing from members of the public who are concerned about the size of the project and its environmental impacts. An Arcata woman who killed her baby daughter is headed to a state mental hospital. Lost Coast Outpost reporting 31-year-old Ava Mestal will be sent to Napa State Hospital at the orders of a judge, where she will spend a minimum of 6 months under observation and will then be reevaluated. Authorities say Mestal had been living in Arcata with her 7-week-old daughter and had been suffering from postpartum psychosis when her daughter died of massive head injuries. She was arrested the same day in August of 2016. Six Rivers National Forest receiving just over $200,000, part of the USDA's $12 million investment this year, to mitigate wildfire risk, improve water quality, and restore healthy forest ecosystems. The Rural Community Fire Protection and Forest Management Project planned for the Six Rivers and Shasta Trinity National Forest, one of just 13 new three-year projects. It builds on prior year efforts by creating fuel breaks along landscapes to facilitate evacuation, also firefighter access and fire management. Partners plan to thin forests adjacent to communities and fuel breaks to develop mature and complex forest habitat and to reduce the risk of wildfire. Representative Jared Huffman, among the lawmakers, sending a congressional letter urging the president to approve California's request for a major disaster declaration for flood damage. The disaster declaration will allow federal resources to be made available for public assistance to rebuild and recover after the widespread damage. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.